Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to Add In Chapters. How's everyone doing? Just checking in, seeing how everyone's doing, and wanting to share a real raw moment with everyone. Currently, it is December 6th, no, 5th. See, my dates are all twisted because I took a little break. I took a little vacation. For those of you that do not know, I'm laughing because you might not be following me on IG, and I go crazy for the month of December because it's my birthday month, and so I always celebrate my birthday month, and I think it's important. In fact, if anyone asks me for my opinion, and I was going to give you my opinion, like I don't, right? I would say celebrate your birthday month. Celebrate the day that you were born. You know, and this is separate from celebrating achievements and, you know, mile markers and milestone. Your birthday is special. It's the day that, you know, you were brought into this world. And it could be a day that you were rebirthed, which is for a lot of cancer patients. Those days are very, very important, and you should always celebrate them. And it doesn't matter if someone's celebrating you. Celebrate yourself. It feels so amazing to celebrate yourself. I don't know about you, but for me, it's exciting. I have a lot of fun treating myself because I know that I'm a giver. So throughout the year, throughout my life, I'm always looking at what others need to feel their gap, to assist them with reaching their milestones. And so I wouldn't say I focus so much on me on an everyday base. I feel like I majority focus on just giving and being a provider. So for my birthday, you know, and this started years ago, where I just wanted to be, I want to be celebrated. I want to celebrate myself, and I don't want to baste it and wait to see if someone's going to do it. I want to do it. So it's, you know, it's been exciting. So for the kickoff for my December month, I took a trip to London. I'm currently in London, and the reason why I felt like I needed to share this is because I'm very grateful for the opportunities that I've been given. And some, you know, some you have been given, some you've worked really hard for to accomplish. And, you know, don't dim your light for anyone. Let it shine. But so I'm currently in London, and my family is here, but currently I'm being able, you know, having the ability to like hug on my grandma and hug on my aunts and uncles that I haven't seen in years. Some I haven't seen since middle school has been amazing. It's been incredible. Who doesn't want that? But, you know, as I'm sitting in my hotel room, and I'm just like, my trip is not over, but I'm kind of having a overflow or of just gratitude and emotional feelings. And so I was like, this is amazing. Like my kids, they were here, I believe, 2 years ago. So they actually got the pleasure of coming to London prior to me, right? So and that's another story in itself. But all three of my kids have been here and spent a longer time here than I am going to. But it just goes to show that you could just do anything. Because as a little child growing up, I've always had family here. And you know, sometimes with everything, there's some complications. And so it's been always a dream for me to visit London and just, you know, explore the city and see what it's all, the grand British way of living, right? And I just thought it would be me that goes first, right? Because it naturally makes sense. I became an adult. I wanted to go someplace, and I went ahead and took myself there because I'm able to go. No, my kids came first. And I was sitting here and I was thinking, so my kids actually came to London first. And I mean, for some people, they're like, oh, it just worked out that way. I don't think so. I think that I'm not even going to lie, guys. Like, I'm all about breaking generational curses, right? And it's so important the way I raise my kids and what I pour into them, because I don't want certain things to just keep on going generation after generation. We need to look at our lives and how it's affecting our kids and our upbringing. Not everything that was bestowed on you or you went through in life that your children should experience because you survived it. That's not a healthy way of thinking, because things that you went through, things that you had to survive, it doesn't mean that your kids are built that way. That they also, if you throw that at them, they're going to survive it. So for me, it was no mistake that my children came here prior to me, because I'm all about slashing. Like, you know, if generational curse was like a tire, your homegirl is like going sword fight on it, because that's how I see it. Like, it's got to go. It can't go nowhere else. I have my nephew. I have my children. I have my nieces and that is also in my life. And so for me, like, I need to make sure that we take a look and we be like, look, this is it, bruh. Like, if generational curse was a bruh, you know, like, we talking to it, like, yo. You're going to have to park it over there. And I mean, like, way over there, like all the way in the back of us, because we not. You can't come up here. Because, like, I was just like, yo, not only am I grateful, but I'm grateful that I was able to sit down and really look at the situation. Now, I'm being very general, you know, on some of the details, but just know, like, your girl is like, forget that I took the trip, and it's major because it's a trip I've always wanted to take. So consider it on my bucket list, and I get to check it off. So your girl is like, yes, what a birthday gift she gave herself. But yo, quietly, I'm like, God, like, this is incredible. Because quietly, when I have the moment to just sit in my silence, I recognize how big this is. How incredibly big this trip is, and the way that it occurred. Because, side note, or even not even a side note, footnote, insert it. my son decided last minute to come along with me. And I mean, y'all know I brag about my kids, because listen, you need to hype your kids up. You are your kids' personal hype man and hype woman. So, you know, like, I tell you about my daughters all the time. I hype them up. But my son, I'm so incredibly proud of him. Like, he's just an amazing young man, and to get to witness his growth has just been incredible. And so one of my proud moments is he's like very overly confident, which is great. You know, I'm not knocking it. It's not a bad, it's not bad to have. But so we're walking through London and we're trying to make our way around, you know, viewing, going sightseeing, and he is like, oh, we're taking this train to that train, and we're going here and we're going that, and he's just like, I got this. Meanwhile, I'm over here like, where's the city mapper? Like, where are we going? And call us a Uber, honey, because this weather in London, we not even gonna talk about it. It's cold and it's rainy. It's like, this weather is mad at the people that live here. We go because I'm just like, y'all have rain and cold together. There's something wrong with that. But anyways, but I look at him and he's doing all this, right? And you know, most of the time I'm like, that boy's so annoying, but in a joking way, because of the way he just is very, he exhumed that confidence. So I'm looking at him and I'm like, in my head, I'm like, this is so cute and awesome, because had he not come two summers ago and had the experience he did, going all around London and having all the tours and knowing where everything is, here he is. This is how big this is, guys. Take a moment to think about this. This is me as an adult, and my son, who is also now currently an adult. I hate to think of it that way, but he is 18, and in a place that have always been on my bucket list, and my son is giving me pretty much a tour. And I let that sink in for a moment. Because sometimes we think in life that we have to go first into everything. But when I sat down and I was just given, just, I was a sense of gratitude and a sense of appreciation for my life, for the milestones that I have accomplished, for the things, the goals that I have reached this year that has been not easy. They have been a struggle, but I've showed up and I've showed out because I had to do that for myself. But guys, nothing, and I'm not going to diminish some of the major milestones I've met in life, but let me tell you something. Watching him bring us through London effortlessly is one of my top moments of 2021. Because I changed the demographic. I did that. He came after me. But in this moment, he was given an opportunity. And he is leading the way. And if as a mom, as a parent, as a guardian, an aunt, whatever. Whatever you play in someone's life, whenever you see your little gems, you know, I call them my remixes. Probably not proper English, don't come for me. But my kids are my remixes. I got a chance to do different with them. But also, we could also take things from my life that has been amazing, that I can embed in them, but they are my remixes, so I get a second chance at doing things different for them. And so to see him do that, I thought, it's no mistake that they went before me, but I had to see it. That's the thing, when in life you gotta embody your moments. Because if they pass you, you miss out on it. Because I could easily have went back home and just been like, oh, I had a great trip. I'm having an amazing time. And I may have missed what God was trying to show me. I may have missed what I needed to see had I not taken the moment. Like, I did not make myself overly busy for a purpose. Because I wanted to really have this trip sink in. Just to, whoo, you know when you want something for so long and it's on your list forever? And you're like, I did this. I was even mad at the airport. Y'all, I walked through that airport, no stamp. I'm like, do y'all know how many years I've been wanting to come here? And you want to not give me a stamp on my passport? Ma'am, just scan your passport over there. But it's all good. But it's all good. But I'm just saying, like, I am so in awe and I'm so thankful. And, you know, Devontae just, he just, it makes my heart smile just to see him maneuver and, you know, to show me things and places and, mom, this is that. And, you know, we have to do this and we have to go here. And, you know, we take me shopping to, of course, luxury is his thing. And yes, it's mine too. So I'm not going to lie. He didn't just pick that up on the side of the road. But, you know, he knew where every luxury was, by the way. So he's definitely my child. But it had to happen that way. And I'm appreciative. I am totally grateful that he came before me, because I thought me coming would break the generational curse of whatever, or change the geography, or however you want to call it. You know, it has a meaning to me, and I'm sure when things happen in your life, you'll have it. It'll have a meaning to you as well. So for me, it was like, yes, he had to come first, because that was me changing it. My children going before me, and all of my kids have been here. It's just this trip, my other two, they're in school, but they probably would have been, well, my other two was telling me about places I needed to go to, but just watching the oldest in action made my heart smile, and it was such a proud moment, and it's so incredible. So I just wanted to share it with you, because I know, like, sometimes in life you go through things that are so difficult, and you're weighted down with just what's happening, and your mind can't think outside of there's a possibility of rainbows and lights and, you know, just a celebration. Is it just me? But when you're going through something difficult, don't you feel like when you come out of it, your friend should be at the end of the line with drums? Okay, I don't have no rhythm, but I'm just saying, like, this is for all my friends. Like, I'm gonna need y'all. Listen. Why are we at it? I'm gonna need y'all to meet me at the end of the block somewhere. And I need some drums. Get some pans out. We Jamaicans. I know I got some Jamaicans friend. Get a spoon and some pans and just start hitting them. Because that's, in my head, I'm feeling like when you finally come up, because when you're weighted down with something, a struggle, anything difficult, and your life is just like not going the way you want it to go, and you just feel heavy with that burden, and when you, like, it's almost like you're underwater, right? You're trying to get to the top, but it's like you can't get up to the top. You're trying to get to the top, but you can't get up to the top, and you're struggling. But when you finally submerge and you take that breath up, and then you come out of the water, and then you almost, like, you get that confident, like, who's drowning? What? I don't know. Not me. And you walk in with that confident, like, you ain't just almost died over there. So you start walking in the rooms. You start walking in doors like, hey, I'm here. Okay. And, like, don't you feel like you should be walking in with some, you know, some music, some instruments, like, doom, doom, doom. Like, I feel like, listen, I just want you to know, if you feel the way I feel, drop me a message, because, girl, I will bring my pots. I got some good pots. Like, we bought pots last Christmas, so they could make some really good noise, okay? And I got my spoon, and I'm going to meet you wherever you at, because we going to make some noise together, because you need to celebrate coming up. Okay, because you have fought that battle. You have won it. You have overcome whatever it is, whatever obstacles you were going through. And you did that. So for you to stand up, for you to be tall in stature, for you to be happy, for you to want to be excited, for you to want to celebrate those moments, yes, I'm here for it. Because you should, because you have fought long and hard to get where you at. And so if you, listen, I may need to be like you don't have to rent me. Just call me, because I just love joy. I love joy. I love happiness. I'm all for it. Just send me a message and be like, girl, I came up. I'm an overcomer. We going to celebrate. We going to find ways to celebrate each other, because for 2022, we can't be quiet. because we cannot be quiet, because COVID has shown us that you need to live in the moment, because nothing else is guaranteed, but your moment that you're in, it's yours. So own it, embrace it, lift it up, and be around people that want to celebrate you. Be around people that be like, yes, girl, yes, whatever, guys, girls, whatever. Get around someone that want to applaud you. You know, my difficulty in life also was I feel like I didn't know how to accept someone wanting to celebrate me, because I am so good at celebrating others. So it's not like I wouldn't say I didn't accept it. I felt like I, more or less, you would say, oh, girl, you're doing it. Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know, it's quiet because it's like, okay. I don't know. I wouldn't say it made me feel uncomfortable. It's just like I'm looking at celebrating someone else. So the next big moment. But girl, when I tell you, honey, I walk like I got feet, like drums on my shoe, because I have learned to walk with that music, because it's me. I did it, and I'm going to enjoy that moment, and that moment belongs to me and nobody else. So I'm good. So celebrate yourself, but also take moments to really look, because the moments could go and you don't feel like you've accomplished anything, and you don't feel like there is a lesson or meaning behind it. And so you have to take that moment. Don't overbook yourself to where you miss the moments that truly define your experience, right? Because I feel like I could go home today, but I'm not, okay? Because this girl has still got a couple more days, and we gonna make it do what it do here in London. But just having that moment defined my experience. Isn't that awesome? To have a moment that defined your experience. I don't know about you guys, but you have lots of moments. And I just don't want you to go by, pass them, tuck them away, not validate them, not, because you don't need people to validate your moments. You are in control of your moments. Validate your own moments. It don't matter if somebody tell me that, oh my God, it's so cool you went to London. I don't care. Girl, it was cool from the minute I land. Okay? Because it's my moment. Don't allow anyone to rob you of the moments that belong to you. Validate your own moments. Take time. So take time to walk through your experience, because at the end of the day, you're going to remember it, and it's going to bring you joy. And we go into another lockdown, not speaking it into existence, but if you go into a scary moment or a scary time, I should say, think about how important it is to look back at those meaningful moments that just meant so much to you. It's kind of like when you lose your loved one. I constantly look back at just the funniest times and the silliest moments I've had with my mom, and it brings me so much joy. So I'm just telling you guys, don't overbook your experience. Take time to enjoy it. Take time to walk through it properly, to embrace it, to validate it, and find that place for it. Because once you do, it's going to mean and feel so good. You know, it's like having a juicy birthday cake. Because, you know, I love birthday cakes. But anyways, so give yourself some time. And just know, to my audience that is going through something, girl, guys, your light is around the corner. Keep pushing. You're going to get there. And when you do get there, it's going to mean so much to you that you will probably bring your own pots and spoon and be knocking it. Because, you know, you could do that too. And call me if you need a friend to do it, because I know how hard you worked to get there, because I too had to overcome some very difficult obstacles. And so I know what it means to finally be able to breathe. So take your time and be kind to yourself. And no matter what you're going through, be kind to yourself. Your win, your victory, you overcoming that situation and the time and the season, it's right around the corner. But it doesn't mean that you cannot have good moments in a difficult time. Say that again. It doesn't mean that you cannot have good moments in a difficult time. And when you keep saying it, you're going to feel it. And you're going to understand that because you're going through a difficult time does not mean your good moments aren't there for you to recognize. So enjoy your good moments, even in your difficult time. Because when you walk out of that season is done. Don't miss your good moments. Okay? So your girl is going to go get her some espresso and get her day going. But I wanted to share that because I felt, you know, it's just a transparent moment for me. And that's really what this podcast, when I started it, that's my heart. I want you to know, and I want others to know, that everything doesn't have to be perfect, but we could have perfect moments in a chaotic season. And together, we could do hard things. We're strong, we're resilient, and we're confident even when you're not feeling it. Just walk confidently. Just be like, you know, my son, he might put me in the wrong direction, but he's walking so confidently, I'm going with him. I'm like, yeah, this boy knows where he's going. We just all need to do that. We just all need to walk into 2022 with a confident, like, what? I'm here. And yeah, don't tell me nothing because I know what I'm doing until that confident catch up with you. Fake it, because we got it, right? So enjoy your Sunday. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your loved one. Whatever you choose to do today, put some love on it and enjoy it. But most important, slow down and enjoy that moment. So until next time, love, honor, and respect.